Hello, welcome to the Reflective Meditation Podcast. We're so glad you're here. In each episode, we offer a short Dharma talk that discusses the Dharma and how it may appear in our daily lives. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. After the talk, you're invited to meditate for 15 minutes or as long as you please. And then, if you wish, we also invite you to journal about anything that came up for you in your meditation.
I just returned home from a 12-day trip to Costa Rica. And I was clear that one of the reasons, maybe even a primary reason, I chose to travel was I wanted to go into like a different world. And I'm using that word as I think about how it is used in Buddhism. But if we put it in common parlance, I just wanted to change the channel of my life for a bit, see what it looked like when I returned. Now, the word loka, the Pali word, I believe, well, I think it's actually used across many, many different kinds of Eastern religions, is what I'm translating as world, which is, you know, commonly translated as world, though has different meanings in different Eastern religions. So I'm going to teach how I understand it. And, you know, another maybe a common word that might make sense is I think of it as our reality, the whole thing, the way we see things, our whole reality. And when you travel, you enter a different reality. Yes, you take yourself with you, but the world around you changes. So yes, in Costa Rica, the sounds and sights were different. The temperature and the humidity was very different. It was very hot and humid. And we were on an ecotourism tour, and an educational tour, so many people did mention that it was getting more hot and humid over time and understood it to be global warming. Even our bus driver spoke to me about this. And my relationships were different. I was what was on what they call a small or a micro tour. And it started out with only 10 of us and later only 8 of us, as sadly, 2 of our friends who we were traveling with got sick and returned home early. That's another thing about traveling. There's different bugs, different viruses around you that are awaiting a host. But anyway, this group of 10, then 8, we sort of felt, I kept calling out them our clan, and we really did become actually very interdependent and connected to one another, especially to our guide. I kept seeing us as ducks imprinted to him, following him around everywhere. Now, these other 6 people then would not necessarily be who I would have chosen as friends, but I became quite friendly with them. So the tour was educational. And it was ecotourism. I learned a lot about ecology. But what's really came home with me and struck me there was how intricately and really exquisitely, maybe unbelievably, the animal and plant world, animals to animals, plants to animals, etc., are dependent upon one another. I knew that, but to really be taught how this particular plant, you know, depended on this particular animal to pollinize it, et cetera, really changed something in me. And I'm left here with a new respect for this unbelievable interdependence of nature. And maybe, I hope, a more rightful understanding of the small place us humans play in this. And certainly people talked about how we have these educators we met with spoke about how we have the power to destroy and revive this animal plant ecosystem. So I traveled to a different world, a different loka. Why? Well, of course, because it's interesting. But I was aware of before I left about more than that. I knew that when I went away and then re-entered this, my usual world, this world, I would see it with somewhat new eyes. And I wasn't sure of how, now I'm not sure of how I'm seeing it anew in addition to seeing the natural world anew, though that's actually a lot. And there's more. A slight shift in perspective. My life seems a little different after not being so immersed in it. And possibly a slight shift in priorities. That is not yet clear. So that's how reflective meditation works also. It's about our inner world rather than journeying to another place in the outer world, but it's an inner journey. We enter all different kinds of worlds when we close our eyes and shut out much of the input from outside of ourselves, which we could say is the definition of meditation. Well, close our eyes and be relatively still. And in the last 10 minutes of this group and the last, and as part of most every single group we teach, you hear about different worlds, different lokas that meditators in this, your group have entered into when you hear about their meditations. And this is part of why we ask you to speak up about your meditation and to listen to others' meditative experience, because you'll hear the different worlds people enter. Sometimes drifting off into a relaxed place with no or little words or no retrievable words, little memory. Maybe entering a world of vivid colors and lights or subtle colors and lights. Sometimes maybe seeing nonsensical scenes and scenarios. Sometimes thinking, a different kind of thinking, a kind of deeper kind of thinking, and perhaps with an aha sense, shedding new understandings on our experiences, upon our relationships, and there's much more. Though a word of caution, it is easy, perhaps almost inevitable, to compare the ways or the different, the ways, but also maybe the actual different worlds people enter to our own experience and say, oh, that sounds better than mine. I wish I had that. Well, that comparison thing is a sticky wicket and doesn't go away easily at all. Though I'm going to suggest that maybe it doesn't matter what world we enter into. Maybe it doesn't really matter the exact place where we go. Maybe what matters is that we shift out of ordinary experiences, our ordinary experiences, for a bit of time. Mind you, these experiences I spoke about are not usually the whole meditation, but just a bit of it. Now, and also we won't always shift out of our ordinary experiences. Though I do believe that over time, this capacity or this thing starts to happen more and more as we practice reflective meditation. And as I think we often say, mainstream mindfulness instructions are about how to change your ordinary experience and enter into a different kind of experience or a different world. But my point here is that we enter these worlds only for a short time, and then we return to more ordinary kinds of experiences. But just like my trip to Costa Rica, these inner journeys have the potential to help us see our life a little more differently. And there's another similarity. After we meditate, we reflect. We're no longer immersed in whatever worlds we entered in meditation. This is like returning from Costa Rica. I returned home to my life, this life, and I see it from a vantage point from not being quite so immersed in it. Again, allowing me to see it with new perspectives, different perspectives, at least a bit different sometimes. And so as I was writing this Dharma talk this morning, well, last night and this morning, I realized, again, with a bit of a different perspective, having been away from writing Dharma talks for a couple of weeks, I realized once again, I like the challenge of this. It forces me to put my experience, in this case, I'm teaching on my trip to Costa Rica, through the lens of Dharmic understanding. And I actually really like doing this. It's a challenge, but I like it. And it requires me to write coherently or to find coherent words for my experience in ways that I hope you can understand. I also find this process satisfying. So now I invite you to go on your inner journey in meditation. And I trust that whatever world you enter into, you can learn a bit more about.
We now invite you to meditate in a position that's comfortable for you for 15 minutes. This can be longer or shorter. There are no hard and fast rules. After your meditation, try journaling about your experience. Was there anything in your meditation that made you curious? If you'd like to join us daily, we meet daily online between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. US Pacific Time. The link to join us can be found at reflectivemeditation.org/daily online. And if you'd like to support our work, please head to reflectivemeditation.org/daily online to offer a donation. Any dana would be gratefully received. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.